Life in the Spirit. Experiencing the fullness of Christ. Translated into Burmese from English. Session 17 to 18. The Person of the Holy Spirit. By Paul Bucknell, produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom. www.foundationsforfreedom.net. Releasing God's truth to a new generation.
Okay, so let's go on. The last session here, Life in the Spirit. Someone was just talking to me about Jehovah Witness. And often they're not interested in the truth. But I want to affirm the truth for you. So let me talk about the person of the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for the work of your love and through Christ. All the more, strengthen our faith and understanding of the Holy Spirit. That we can give glory to Christ. We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now remember, Jesus said, if I don't go away, the Holy Spirit, the Helper, will not come. So the Spirit of God is a helper like Christ. We looked at that already in John 14:26. Notice that Jesus said, He will teach you all things. He talks about a person. It would be impersonal. This is He that Jesus refers to the Spirit of God. In the Old Testament, the Spirit of the Lord has personal attributes, description. And by Jesus defining the Holy Spirit as a helper, he would have a ministry similar to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is not just the power. When you think of the wind blowing, it doesn't have a mind. But when we drive in a car, it's a purpose. Direction. Strategy. That's what we find with the Holy Spirit. He comes in us in such a way that we will grow. He comes in us so that we will be like Christ. So our basic question is, does the Holy Spirit have characteristics of a person? We admit in John 3, verse 8, the wind is like the Spirit of God. That's not personal. And in the Old Testament, it's very hard to see whether the Spirit of God is a power or a person.
Mm-hmm.
But when we turn to the New Testament, it's quite different. Not only do we have Jesus referring to him as a he, like Paul, and like in the book of Acts, verse
11-12.
Peter was saying, the Spirit told me to go without any misgiving. So the Spirit is not like the internet, right? Just a network. He takes what is of God and passes it on to the mind. So it's not like a recording, but he's communicating intelligent messages to a person. So if you say something, I record it. And then I play it to you. You hear it. So you don't need a mind. But the Spirit actually tells us, encourages us, guides us, teaches us. Hebrews 10:15, it says the Holy Spirit bears witness to us. That he encourages us. In Acts 20:23.
It
says the Holy Spirit solemnly testifies to me in every city, saying that bonds and affliction will await me. You see, the Spirit of God knows the mind of God and passes it on thoughts to us. But the Spirit of God also carries on many actions, activities that demand a personal nature. First Corinthians 2:10, he reveals. First Corinthians 2:10, the Spirit searches. Ephesians 1:13, the Spirit seals. Galatians 4:6, the Spirit affirms that we are the children of God. Romans 8:14, he leads us. Even Acts 15:28. The Spirit of God makes decisions. It says, for it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us not to give you any greater burden. We also see the Holy Spirit sanctifying us. Romans 15:16. So there's many activities that the Spirit does. The Spirit of God lives in us. I mean, he's living. He's not just present, right? The Spirit of God gives life. The Spirit of God gives faith. He guides us in prayer. And He helps us to preach the gospel. First Peter 1:12. Who preach the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. So the Spirit of God also responds as a person. Ephesians 4:30, the Spirit can be grieved. First Thessalonians 5:19, the Spirit can be quenched. The Spirit infills us. And of course, He fellowships with us. 2 Corinthians 13:14. The grace of the Lord Jesus. And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Stay with you all. You don't have fellowship with a wall. You don't have fellowship with a fan or a clock. But with the Spirit, you can have fellowship. You'll enjoy His company. You'll welcome Him to work with Him. Now, sometimes there is vagueness in the New Testament. For example, in Revelation 21:10. It says, He carried me away in the Spirit to a great and high mountain. It's hard to say. Is that referring to a person or a power? We're not too positive. But there are many examples where it is clear. Revelation 22:17. And the Spirit and the Bride say, come. So you can think of the end times, the Christ, the Bride, us, saying, come, Lord. But it would be like the Spirit waiting for Christ to come too. So the Holy Spirit's a person and shares the attributes or descriptions of a person. Practically, do you relate to Him as a person? It's important. So the Spirit of God, He's a person and He does have power. In the West, we have what's called the New Age movement.
New Age movement.
Where it adopts some understanding of the Spirit through Eastern religions. They don't believe in a God. But they believe like in a universal spirit. Like the Hindus who believe my job is to identify with that spirit. And to lose our personhood. Where Christ instead affirms our personhood. He gives you knowledge so you can make decisions.
အဲ့ဒါကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုပညာပေးတယ်ပညာပေးတဲ့အရာနဲ့ကျွန်တော်တို့ကရှုပ်ဖြစ်ချက်လုပ်လို့ရတယ
် He doesn't want you to get caught up in trances but be able to serve the living God with your love
အဲ့ဒါကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီအမှုတော်ဆောင်လုပ်ငန်းကိုကြီးရွှေဆောင်လုပ်တာသူရကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုခွင့်အပ်ပေးတာဖြစ်ပါတယ်
And we are so thankful for the Holy Spirit who gives us counsel and wisdom and knowledge
ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုမြတ်ပညာပေးတယ်ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုခွင့်အပ်ပေးတယ်အဲ့ဒီအတွက်ဘုရားသခင်ကိုချီးမွမ်းဖို့ဖြစ်ပါတယ
် Where would we be without the Lord living in us
ကျွန်တော်တို့အထက်မှာသန့်စင်တုံးရင်တော့မရှိဘူးဆိုလို့ရှိရင်ကျွန်တော်တို့ဘယ်လိုဖြစ်မလဲ
We already have lots of problems
ကျွန်တော်တို့မှာလူကြီးပါတယ်ပြဿနာတွေရှိမှာဖြစ်ပါတယ
် But the Spirit's patient working in us
ဒါပေမဲ့သန့်စင်တုံးရင်တော့ကတော့ဆိတ်ရှိတယ်ကျွန်တော်တို့နဲ့ပြည်သူကလောက်လောက်တယ်
So the Holy Spirit has a will.
That's in the way that my Louis Sata see there.
He knows people.
Lutari kuti there.
And he purposely helps them. He's a he, not a it.
Tuha. That's in the way that Papu kid there.
His very descriptions like Pericles talk about how he personally works in our life. So the Holy Spirit's an excellent communicator.
Then she told you that God cannot go. The key to share so the gap you the situated.
Bring in the message we need to hear.
Cannot lure the three call the go you so lot.
Convicting the lost of the gospel.
And I that this is the three call the go nale the pop up should be.
Jehovah Witness believe
Jehovah's Witness is there.
The Holy Spirit is just a power.
They believe
Jesus is just an angel.
They
believe Satan is Jesus' brother.
Excuse me,
that's
Mormonism.
What are we to understand of God? I've mentioned the Trinity before, the three persons of
God. And
so let me just touch on this a little bit here.
That
the Spirit is part of a Trinity. There's only one God. But they function differently, the Father, the Son, the Spirit. In Old English, we called it Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. Yeah, Spirit
is much more modern use.
Holy Spirit ဆိုတဲ့စကားလုံးကတော့ဒီအခုခေတ်ဘာသာစကားဖြစ်ပါတယ
် So we can see the Trinity in the way they carry out their work.
အဲ့ဒါသုံးပါးတစုကလုံငန်းနဲ့ကြီးကြီးကိုလုံးကြတယ
် So let me just list about maybe five ways or so the Trinity works together as one.
အဲ့ဒါသုံးပါးတစုကအတူတူကအလုံးလုံးလားနော်အချက်ငါချက်တာဖြစ်ဒီဒီမှာပြောရအောင
် So in creation,
The
Father creates. The Spirit of God hovers over the earth.
And
we see God speaks the word.
In
Colossians 1, he says, All things are sustained by Christ. It's a word that projects from the Father and materializes. We don't fully understand. So in chapter 6, Colossians 1 verse 16, it says, By Christ all things were created.
ဒီတော့ဒီကလောတိအခန်းကြီး7အပိုင်း56မှာဆိုလို့ရှိရင်အရာအလုံးကခရစ်တော်အဖြစ်ဖြန့်ရှင်းတယ်လို့
And so that's how because God speaks it's through him that world comes into being
အဲ့ဒါနဲ့သူအဖြစ်ခမေတော်ဖျားကစကားပြုတ်တယ်အဲ့ဒါနဲ့အရာအလုံးကဖြစ်ပေါ်လာတာဖြစ်ပါတယ်
They're one in creation, they're also one in salvation. You know, God saves. But the Spirit of truth, He will guide you into all truth. But it says also, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your household, and you will be saved. In the baptism of Jesus, you see the Spirit of God coming upon him. The Father speaking, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. So the Father made an announcement. The Son receives the Spirit. So let me talk a little bit about the Father and the Spirit. In 2 Corinthians 3:17. It says, now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. There's that sense that the Lord is the Spirit, right? And it says it that way. And that's how way we are to understand it. And later in verse 18, it just says, from the Lord, the Spirit. So it can be reversed. They work in perfect harmony. Well, you know also, there's the triune use of their name. Matthew 28:19. You're baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. One name, but three persons. And it's just like God's plurality of use in the term God, Elohim, in the Old Testament. In the beginning, God created. God is plural. It really, accurate with translation, be gods. But they don't use gods because it's a singular verb with a, demanding a singular subject.
Yeah.
Later on, when he talks about creating man, it says, let us create man in our own image, male and female. And so the Bible affirms everywhere there's just one God. And so we're made to think, who is God? What is He like? And I frankly, I'm not going to go too much into this. It's only something for us to begin to understand that God is greater than we can really understand. I would say though that some people say God is lonely, so He created man. No. He had full fellowship before the world was created. God's own social person among the Trinity is reflected in the social of His body, His community. So, let me just do a little bit more. 1 Peter 1:2.
He says, according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, by the sanctifying work of the Spirit, that you may obey Jesus Christ, be sprinkled with His blood. You can see the maturity of the thinking of the apostles as they began to understand more, and the Spirit of God through the Word displayed more. Some people suggest that there is the theological term is modalism. You know, first there's the Father, then the Spirit, then He turns into the then the Son, then He turns into the Spirit. But that's totally not consistent with the scriptures. Otherwise, it makes no sense to say the Lord is the Spirit. Or that God created the earth through Jesus. You can't have both at the same time. And because we have the Holy Spirit, it doesn't mean Jesus is not here. He's risen on the right hand of the Father. Here's another one. Romans 15, verse 30. I urge you, brethren, by our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the love of the Spirit, to strive together with me in your prayers to God. So do you see that they're all coexisting? But never enabling us to conclude that there's more than one God. And that's the key point there. Not that we fully understand God. That we know there's only one God. But there's the Trinity, and we don't fully understand that. I know there's illustrations trying to depict the Trinity. But I believe that those analogies on earth are not going to help us understand God. They can help us a little bit, but not to understand God. But let me just pause. As I said, I don't want to go too much into this, but if you have a question, you can. Or on anything about the Holy Spirit we've been talking on during this time.
Okay.
ဒီကိစ္စကပဲဆေလွတ်မယ်ပေါ့လို့ပြောတယ်။နောက်ခုဒီဘက်မှာခုနကဟာသင်ရှုပဋိသင်္ခါနဲ့ဆက်မှာသင်ဒီဟိုတချို့ဝင်တော့ဟာဆေလွတ်ပြီးသားအမှလက်ရှိပြီးသားဖြစ်တယ်။ဆိုတော့ဆရာ
Okay.
ဒီနေ့ကဘလို့ဒီကိစ္စဆေလွတ်တာမဟုတ်တော့ဘူးနဲ့ဒီမှာဒီကိစ္စကိုရေးနေချင်းပေးတဲ့အခါမှာခမဲတော်ကပဲဆေလွတ်တယ်လို့ပြောရမှာလား။ဘောနော်ဒီမှာတစ်ခုတွေးရတယ်။နောက်ပြီးတော့ဒီ ဒီလိုတဲ့အကောင့်ဖြစ်ဖို့ပေါ့နော်စေပေးမယ်လို့ပြောရတာမှာဒီဒီဟာတစ်ခုကဆိုလို့ရတယ်တင်တ
ာဒီနေ့
ဒီကျေစုမစေလို့ရင်လည်းကမိတော်ကစေလက်ပြီးပြီဆိုရအောင်
Okay. During the baptism of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit descended on Jesus. So the God the Father already sent the Holy Spirit. But Jesus Christ said, I'll go away and send another helper.
Okay, so in this case, Jesus is in still part of the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant, the Old Testament.
The heart of bringing, bringing, no? Kept.
What we found is the Spirit coming upon people like Samson, Jesus. But with Jesus, it was more of anointing, okay, signifying he was the Messiah. There's something special about that.
ဒီရှုမှာကျတော့ဗိသိပေးခြင်းဖြစ်ပါတယ်အဲ့ဒါမဆာယဖြစ်တဲ့အတွက်ကြောင့်မဆာယဖြစ်ကြောင်းကိုအတိပြုတဲ့အမခန္ဓာနေနဲ့နော်ဗိသိပေးတာဖြစ်တယ
် And so that special ceremony in the Old Testament for the high priest or something was very special and that was what was happening with Jesus
အဲ့ဒါဒီမဟာကတုံးကရှိပရဟိတ်တွေကိုဗိသိပေးတဲ့အခါမှာအထူးသောအရှိရှိနေ
And the New Testament was totally different because now the Spirit lives in us. We're the temple of God.
And
that's why in Hebrews 8, he makes the contrast between the effects of the Old and the New Covenant.You don't have to go around tell everybody, know the Lord, know the Lord. Because he lives in you. All the believers know him. Very, very different. Other questions?
See Dela. Okay.
Don't bother since you're going to get a young one, but no. Come here, or get a tattoo in my life. You should 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 get a tattoo in my life.
Okay, okay. Since it is a Trinity, so according to your opinion,We'll see them all as a three person in heaven.
You know, we don't really know, do we? We have glimpses of heaven in the end of Revelation. Where the Spirit and the Bride are one.Christ and the bride are one. What does that mean? Right? Yeah, and then you say, well, where do we belong? Are we really up in heaven, as it says in Ephesians 2, already in Christ? Yes.It says we are, that we are in Ephesians 2, that we are seated on the right hand of Christ.
So, if it comes in, ma, tenor, the, Christ on it, no? Atu du kwa, no? Time bita pidelu.
So, yeah, I'm not going to speculate much, but when you do read the scriptures, you will begin, have the Spirit teach you.
Okay, good. 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 Good.
But don't let speculation or things that are not well based in scripture become very important to you.
Yeah.
So like one passage that will challenge you on that thought is 1 Corinthians
15.
Toward the end. It's a very long chapter, but toward the end. I don't understand it. Maybe you understand. You can explain. We have one more
question.
Yes.
Okay. If people ask me, where is heaven?
Where is heaven? You know, it's an interesting question. Some people say that we shouldn't even refer to heaven like we do. Some say that we shouldn't think of heaven as we typically do as believers. Because it's hard, because we find God in Genesis 1 creating the heavens and earth. But in our understanding, that's not the heavens that we're thinking of. We're thinking of the eternal paradise of some sort. And then further challenge us, God's going to make a new heavens and earth. And so is he going to put us back on earth? A new earth? With new bodies? It's easier to say what it isn't than what it is. It's easier to say what it is not than what it is.
I don't know how to make it.
So we can say it's there's going to be no tears, no sadness. Revelation talks about how everything will be filled with the glory of God.
Yeah.
So some people speculate all the other planets and stars will be places we rule.
Maybe.
Because it's hinted at, if you do well now, you get 10 cities or something like that. But what does it mean that he's making a new heavens and earth, except to live there with a new body? You had the shortest question, but I think the longest answer. Well, thank you so much for allowing me to be... one more question?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, the meaning of paradise, no? In Myanmar dictionary is like grave or cemetery.
Oh, because of Buddhism.
Okay. Maybe. Okay.
Yeah, Buddha, you know, nihilism, right? I'm gone. Yeah, that's the problem with Hinduism and Buddhism. They think life is a curse, a
delusion.
So the extinction of life to them is peace.
Yeah,
But nobody really wants to die. People like to be with others. And that's a picture of heaven, right? Paradise, that we have fellowship forever.
Paradise, paradiso ra ka ro. Achya lu mya ne mai tha ya phwe de. Mai de de atu tu kwa nei thain che de. Ela ku pyo chin na.
And in heaven when you speak Chin or you speak Burmese, I'll understand.
Ela kongin na nga ma khmer lo chin ba ta saka de Myanmar ba saka de pyo yin le chano wa na le ro ma.
And we have lots of time to tell our stories.
Ela pu pin de pyo sia me shi ba.
It would be wonderful. You know? But you see fellowship, joined together, love to the fullest.
One the believer die, where is his spiritual being? Because in the Bible, this Lazarus was with Abraham, and then, but the Catholic believe that there is a purgatory.
Right. Yeah, there's no such thing as purgatory, and it's not referred to in the Bible. The Roman Catholics added what we know as the extra canonical books to help sustain that thought of purgatory, but they are not part of the scriptures, as we
understand.
Paul said in Philippians 1, to be absent from the body is present in the Lord.
And
so that's what there's a temporary place that all people, the dead, are waiting for Christ's return, the final judgment.
And
that's why it says the dead in Christ in 1 Thessalonians 4 will be raised first. They're in the presence of the Lord, but they don't have a body. When Christ comes, all his people will gain a new body. We shall see him and we'll be with him forever.
Yeah.
And of course, for unbelievers, they will also be raised. They will also get a new body. But they will suffer forever. That's where we all belong. But by Christ dying for us, he gave us hope of life eternal. Hey, you've been so faithful. Thank you. And attentive, asking questions. After I pray, or we can ask the brother to pray, then we can pass out those
books. Okay.
Just one per family, okay?
Okay, Pastor. Okay. Hallelujah. General Kule Be, Kuro Sele, Tung Pilromuba, Nangando Chipin, and Puyan, Atung Pilromuba,
ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုလမ်းပြပူဆောင်တော်မူပါကျွန်တော်တို့မိသားစုကိုကောင်းချီးပေးတော်မူပါကျွန်တော်တို့လူအပ်တဲ့အရာများကိုကောင်းချီးပေးတော်မူပါတန်ရှင်းတို့ရင်တော်ရဲ့တကူအဖစ်ကျွန်တော်တို့ကိုလွှမ်းခြုံတော်မူပါအာ
မင်
နာမတော်မြတ်ကိုအမိပြုစေရှုသေးလေးမဲ့ဆော်ရှုတော်မိုက်ဖဖရာသခင
်အာမင
်ဆေတငယ
် This concludes this message on life in the spirit
ဝိညာဉ်တော်၌ရှိတဲ့အသက်ဆိုတဲ့အကြောင်းအရာဟာခရစ်တော်၏ကျွမ်းဝပြည့်စုံခြင်းကိုထိတွေ့ခြင်းဖြင့်အဆုံးသတ်ပါသည
် Experiencing the fullness of Christ
ခရစ်တော်၏ကျွမ်းဝပြည့်စုံခြင်းကိုထိတွေ့ခံစားခြင်းဖြစ်ပါသည
် Session 17 to 18
အပိုင်း16နဲ့17
The person of the Holy Spirit
တရှင်တော်ဝိညာဉ်တော်၏ပုဂ္ဂိုလ်ဖြစ်ခြင်း
By Paul Bucknell produced by Biblical Foundations for Freedom www.foundationsforfreedom.net Releasing God's truth to a new generation
အခုနောက်ပေါ်ပြတဲ့လိပ်စာတန်းမြားသခင်တမန်တော်ကိုနောက်မျိုးစေ့တွေထုတ်ဝေခြင်းဖြစ်ပါတယ်